Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That is Kesha, star of the show, Alice in Winterland. Kesha, Avril Lavigne, and just added Flora Cash, December 5th at the Masonic in San Francisco. Tickets and all the info you need for Winterland is at RadioAlice.com. Donate a toy at the concert or go to ToysForTots.org for a drop-off location near you and be listening throughout the day today. I think this is the last day of tickets and turkeys. There'll be more chances to win tickets for sure.
I think we're doing
Take it back.
Tickets and trees next week.
Don't tell me it's the last day. Take it back.
I think, yeah, tickets and trees sounds right.
Ugh.
Last tickets and turkey day. I'm sorry.
Oh, come on.
9, 11, 1, 3, and 5. 5 chances to get your tickets for Alice in Winterland and get a Safeway gift card that you can use to buy your turkey for the
Thanksgiving holiday. I argued for you. She's a mean lady.
It's not me. I'm not in charge of
it
this.
It sounds like you are.
I just listen. Yuzi tells me what to say.
All right.
Blame Yuzi.
Well,
there's a mean lady on the show. It's Yuzette.
Aw.
Mija. All right. Let's see. We're going to do... Billboard's list here. They are celebrating their 125th anniversary.
Billboard is.
How is that possible, right? But yeah. Billboard used to just be something else because was it?
I think it was.
Was it an actual billboard where people would post notes?
We've done this.
Wasn't it a magazine?
I forget what it was, but it was not what it ended up being.
Right.
It had to be something else because
recorded music wasn't even available until, I feel like, the early part of the 1900s. Pressing records in the 1800s? I can't even imagine it.
They have recordings of early blues musicians, and when you hear them, they are ancient.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I couldn't date them. Robert Johnson is a guy you can look up. He's a famous blues guitar player. The recordings of him are ridiculous.
Right.
And yet he's a guy who was, you know, sort of the founder of what became blues and rock and roll.
So I don't know what the 125th anniversary celebrates because, like you said, early on, who knows?
Yeah,
but
else.
Billboard's been around, whatever it's been, for 125 years.
Started out as a trade publication for bill posters. Bill posters, is that like posters for concerts?
Maybe. I have no idea.
Yeah,
I mean,
1894 it started.
Like when I think about what a billboard is, I mean, it's like I think of it as being a place to advertise.
They covered entertainment industry like circuses, fairs, burlesque shows.
Any shows that were coming to town or if you put up, you know, if you had a burlesque show going on in town.
They also created a mail service for traveling entertainers.
Oh. Mm. All right. So entertainment based. So they have picked the 125 greatest music artists of all time. They used a formula that included performance on several charts, including the Billboard 200 album chart and the Hot 100. So these are people who have tons of hits and have sold tons of records.
So this isn't opinion based at all.
This is not opinion based.
Okay.
But it's so I only have the top 25 in front of me. I know you have the whole list, right, Yuzi?
Mm-hmm.
So throw some names out there. Michael Jackson is number 7 on the Billboard list of the top.
You know what I was thinking about, and it's weird. I was thinking about this just today. Do you think if you like on the drive in, I don't know why I was thinking about this. Did he bone Lisa Marie? Like, if we got to ask Lisa Marie, would she say, we never consummated that marriage? We didn't do it.
You know, I actually think that's a harder question than you know, I'll spend some time thinking about that. Because I can't picture it.
Like, do you think, and what would make her think that she should marry the guy if there wasn't a spark there?
Was it publicity only
on
her
side? Well, I can
imagine. Like, why would she put herself through that?
We all talk ourselves into stuff, and I'm sure in some level she's like, my dad's the king of rock and roll.
So I married the prince of
pop. Now I'm marrying the king of pop. Right. I mean, maybe this is one of those things where she, in her head, is like, well...
I think they were longtime friends, right?
I don't know.
I think they were friends, and I bet you he was just like, I need to show the world that I'm into chicks. And will you marry me?
I believe that's his motive. Right. I don't get hers.
I don't either. Unless she's literally a good enough friend of his that she's like, yeah, okay, I'll do that for you.
Mm. All right.
I truly don't know how to answer that question. Okay. And I'm picturing them boning right now, and it just seems it's like a cartoon. I can't even really see it.
So King of Pop. Number seven on this list. On the Billboard chart.
Yeah. Okay. So there are some on here that are going to be absolutely no surprise.
Madonna
is number five. She's actually a more topper than Michael Jackson.
I'm going to say Maroon 5.
Well, my guess is that they are somewhere on this list.
Oh,
43.
But they're not in it.
43.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice. Look at you, UC. Throw out some more names. Throw out the big ones. They're the ones.
Well, is U2 on there?
I'm sure.
But they're not in the top 25.
Mariah Carey.
They're 66.
Mariah Carey's number four.
I'm going up.
You are going up. All seven right. to five to four.
And then some misses, but whatever.
Mm-hmm. You're on the list. It's hard because you really have to think about almost how long
Elvis.
How much movie. Elvis is number... He's number 13.
Oh.
But he sold plenty of records.
Jay-Z.
Well, he's not in the top
Jay-Z
25.
Is on the list somewhere in the 70s.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Mm.
I'm going to just start throwing some of these
Yeah, do it.
At number 25 is Neil Diamond. Yes, Neil Diamond sold enough records.
I don't dislike the guy, but I don't know.
He had a long run, though, like in the 70s. I mean, he must have had 50... top hits.
He was fine in The Jazz Singer, and he's got his little Boston connection. What's the song?
Cherry.
Sweet Caroline. Is that the one that everyone sings?
Yeah, is that a Boston thing?
That's a Boston thing. How do you not know that?
How is that a Boston thing?
They don't sing that at the Red Sox games?
I don't know. I've never been to a Red Sox game.
What?
No. I don't think I've ever been to a professional baseball game.
What?
I have. Maybe as a kid I went.
Really?
Yeah.
So you went and sang?
Oh, that might be my only appearance at a baseball game. And I did watch that game.
The one Giants game you went to?
And you know what? Wow. I think I've been to another Giants game since I've lived here. Mm-hmm. I think when the park first opened.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I don't know why Boston would sing this. I thought this was a song about like the Carolinas or something.
Why is Sweet Caroline the Red Sox song? According to the Boston Pastime, Sweet Caroline is played at every Red Sox game before the bottom of the eighth. It doesn't say why it's the song, though. I'd have to read on and on. I don't have time. It is a Red Sox thing.
Yeah, I had no idea.
I didn't know that.
Bruce Springsteen is number 24.
Okay.
Usher is number 23.
All right.
Eminem is number 22. This is based on sales and charts.
Okay.
Herb Alpert is number 21. That dude moved some product. Who knew? There's a one song I think people would recognize from Herb Alpert, isn't it?
This is Rise.
Yeah, he's a trumpet guy, right?
Yeah. I totally thought this would have been, Chuck Mangione?
Yeah. I was thinking of that song, actually. Apparently he sold tons of records. Garth Brooks is the number 20 on the list of the top 125 music artists of all time, according to Billboard, and this is, you know, not opinion, and apparently this is chart and sales-based. Billy Joel is number 19. I would have thought maybe he'd be higher. Rihanna is number 18. She's moved more units than Billy Joel. Huh. Prince is number 17. Drake is number 16. Oh, someone boy. Kill me. Someone kill me right now. It's Friday.
How's that happen?
I don't. Rod Stewart is number 15. Uzette, Rod Stewart.
I love me Rod Stewart.
And
I do too.
You say he had the
highest attendance of a concert, but it was a free concert. 3.5 million attendees. Yep.
In Rio? What'd you say?
In Rio.
In Brazil.
On Copacabana Beach.
I love his early work with Jeff Beck. He's amazing.
Janet Jackson is number 14. Elvis is number 13. Paul McCartney, aside from his big band.
Oh, the Beatles, right.
Yes, he's number 12. Whitney Houston's number 11. Chicago.
No.
They're number 10 on this list. They make the top 10.
Get out.
I'm not getting out. You'll be. There's another person on here who's going to bum you out, too. This is based on charts and actual units sold. Stevie Wonder is number 9. That's not a huge surprise. Mm-hmm. The list of the 125 music artists of all time.
Everything is all right. Uptight. God, I love that song so much.
This Billboard's list. Number 8 is Taylor Swift.
Oh,
she has moved enough units to be the number 8 all-time top music artist. You. Michael Jackson's number 7. Barbara Streisand is number 6 on the list.
At 6.
Number 6. Above Michael Jackson.
You people spent your money on that?
Madonna's number 5. Mariah Carey's number 4. You just mentioned number 1, which is the Beatles. They have moved, apparently, the most product. And they've had multiple releases since their disbandment that have been huge. You know, there was that anthology. There was, I think it was called Ones, or The Ones, the number ones, which was a big collection of all their number one hits. And they're just, you know, who doesn't know about the Beatles? Ugh. Come on, kids. So number 2 and number 3.
From them is having incredible.
Having heard that list, see if you can grab number 2 and number 3. Just the big ones that we've skipped.
Male or female or both?
One is a band, all men. One is a dude.
One is a band?
Your shoulders.
I'm blank. What do you got? Oh, you already know.
Oh, she knows what it is.
I already know.
At number 3 is Elton John.
Oh.
The number 3 biggest recording artist of the top of all time, according to Billboard's charting and actual movement of records.
They say that in his movie at one time. He accounted for, like, himself. A giant percentage of the record sales.
Uh-huh.
They say it in the movie.
Yeah, huge. I mean, that dude reigned in the 70s, even in the 80s. I mean, he's had hit songs all along. And number 2...
is the band.
Is a band. The Beatles are number 1, and number 2 is the Rolling Stones.
Oh, right.
The giant sales.
Never be your beast of burden. Oh, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, of course.
What does hang fire mean?
Hang fire...
What does it mean?
Is it maybe that they misheard Hang 5? I don't know. I have no idea.
I recently listened to the song. It's a great song. The lyrics don't... He says some stuff, and then he goes, Hang Fire! And I'm like, I don't know why that you... Those things don't go together at all. What does Hang Fire mean?
And actually, what's even Hang 5 mean? Like Hang 10 is...
Hang Fire refers to an unexpected delay between the triggering of a firearm... and the ignition of the propellant.
Oh! I love it!
So, like, you fired a bullet, and then you went, wait, why did it go off? As you're looking down
it
the barrel.
It's a weapon jam.
Yeah. Shot you in the face.
Hang fire.
All right.
Thank you.
There is going to be a 4th Beverly Hills Cop movie.
There should be.
And you will not have to leave your house to see it.
Uh-oh.
Because it's going to be on Netflix.
Yes, it is. Eddie Murphy signed a deal with them. A big deal. And one of the movies he'll be making for them is Beverly Hills Cop 4. The first 3 Beverly Hills Cop movies came out in 84, 87, and 94. Together, they earned like $750 million, $735 million. And those are in those days' monies, too, not figuring for inflation. You know, it's funny, though, because Netflix does, I think, isn't The Irishman still in theaters? Before it comes to Netflix?
I believe so. They're doing limited.
They're doing some theatrical stuff. I would love to see a 4th Beverly Hills Cop, and I'm surprised that they wouldn't do a theatrical release with it. Mm. I assume it makes them more money. I have no idea how they figure that all out.
I'd like to see him put a lot of energy into it and make that, because it's a great character for him. If they just write him a good movie, he could re-spark that franchise, no problem.
Yeah. I agree. Why not? Why the hell not? The Rock has announced his arrival into the DC comic cinematic universe.
Who's he going to be?
Somebody called Black Adam. It's coming to theaters December of 2021, so about 2 years. He started out, I guess this Black Adam character started out as an enemy of Shazam, but they say lately he's been defined as more of an anti-hero.
Was he in Shazam that just passed? Black Adam? I don't remember him.
Sure of that.
Here's a picture. Here's a cartoon drawing of the guy. And there's that's The Rock. So that's, you know, 2 years away, but The Rock's going to be in a comic book movie.
Good for him.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll be. Look, he'll never have to work again in his life. If he does now, anyway. The new SF Goop store. It's
yes.
here.
How's it going?
Great, I guess.
They love it.
If you like spending kajillions of dollars. It's actually funny because I read this whole article and I just want to read you little bits of it. This is written by Tessa McLean. She basically went to the store.
Tessa McLean did.
Tessa McLean did. And is this SFK
store? I believe it is okay. SFK, yes.
So basically she says, entering the new Goop store in Pacific Heights is like entering the home of that rich friend you envy. She says, but it's also not that different from entering any other high-end boutique stuffed with luxury items you touch and wonder who the hell actually buys this. She says that she expected to find numerous wellness products claiming to heal every ailment a body or mind could have. And she expected to find plenty of skincare products she couldn't afford. She said, what I didn't expect to find was body shaming in the racks of clothing. There was not one piece of women's clothing on the floor I could find larger than a size 6. And those size 6 pants seemed like they were left out on accident because it was the only one I could find. Almost every item of clothing I looked at was represented only in size extra small or equivalent, 00 or 0 for dresses, and 24 or 25 for pants. She says it's possible they had bigger sizes in back and you'd have to go, hey, check out my rear end and go see if you've got anything that I can cover this with out back. Yeah.
I have a question.
Yep.
Do designer clothes, maybe Bryn, you can answer this.
Oh, yeah.
As
you're designer
a Gucci guy.
Designer
I have to
adjacent.
Make a phone call and
do
ask about that.
Do designers have sizes above a 6 in their boutiques? Because I know that I don't necessarily look at women's clothes on the rack and check the sizes.
Yeah.
But I do know they put out hardly any.
Yeah.
Like they just
if
put
you
out
go a, into a boutique, it's like, a tiny amount.
Like they just put out a couple things
because
each one of those
one.
Things is $1,000+.
And that's the case here.
Okay.
As you might imagine.
So there it is. It's just a regular old boutique.
So, exactly. Except that it has vampire repellent and
and
those jade eggs. So basically she says here, Tessa.
Your birthday's coming up.
Yeah, I know
you need
that.
A jade egg?
I don't want a jade egg, thank you. Prices for the clothing were exorbitant, but not expected or out of character for Fillmore Street. Dresses were right around the $1,000 mark. Chunky knits for $400. She says that's average in this part of town. They actually had a shelf of items under $100.
Oh, did say like, under $100.
Here you go. Hey, you. Under $100 here.
Man.
She said basically it was
they keep that at the front of the store so you won't walk all the way in.
Oh, no, they want you to walk all the way in and see what you can't have, right?
Oh, okay.
Maybe you, you know, whip out the credit card and go, I just have to have this $1,000 double zero dress. So they say basically on this shelf that was the $100 section, it was a collection of stuff like bar items, ice cube molds, you know, shot glasses under $100. She says here, this is Tessa McLean who wrote this article, if you're familiar with Goop, you may do what I did first, which is to go in search of the controversial jade egg that the brand once said could fix your hormone levels and help with bladder control. After a debate about the claims, the eggs are literally in the back corner of the store, she says. Two eggs, one in jade, one in rose quartz, were simply displayed, each in a gleaming small gold dish. No branding, no price, no information about the product at all. And you could, I guess, buy one. They were in plain brown boxes, like around that. I don't know how much they are. I don't know if they're on the $100 and under shelf. Probably not, though. They seem like $600 items, right? I mean, please, they're for your cooch. so a little plain brown box with a G on it. She says, underneath the eggs, there were three bottles of spray. Psychic vampire repellent to conjure up positivity, or something called the Chill Child Kid Calming Mist. To rein in your little ball of energy, which seems like, I mean, you squirt this in your kid's face to come, like, I don't
You have
understand
to be careful, you
one.
Know, there's some stuff that they'll sell at Whole Foods that says, you know, hey, this will calm you down. If you look at it, there's alcohol in it.
Oh.
Like, you got to check that stuff. You might be giving your kids something they're not supposed to have.
Yikes. She said the shelves featured many items that are just plain practical, from reusable sandwich bags to adapters to make your AirPods work with in-flight entertainment on planes. She said, for every $75 bottle of olive oil claiming to make me awake or alive. There was also a foldable, reusable straw I've been debating buying for months. So, goop.
I have some pictures here.
Oh, like the, fantastic.
The calming mist here. And
is it like lavender-based? What is it that calms you down?
Paper crane.
Apothecary?
Yeah, clean slate, smoke-free, smudge mist. And I think this is the egg, right? With the
yeah, those are the eggs for sure. So those are the boxes of eggs behind there. You can
those
get
are, I think, $66
oh.
or $55.
I have a reference in size to how big that egg is, though.
Yeah.
You know? Like, how big is the
It looks like a lemon. I don't know.
It looks kind of big.
A lemon?
It's kind of big.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Does it make a smaller one that we could sit on?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe you should write to Gwyneth.
Isn't it for strengthening your muscles? Right?
Yeah.
So.
Got to kegel that thing up, baby.
I guess you maybe can graduate to a smaller version.
Oh, right. So you start with the big one.
Yikes.
Yikes. Oh, boy. Hey, and just I'm going to end with this. Manti Te'o has a real girlfriend now.
Oh.
Congratulations to Manti Te'o, was the original catfish victim. It was such a crazy story.
He's a Notre Dame football player who was drafted by the Chargers, I believe. And the story was he had this girlfriend who was sick.
Yes.
And he'd been with her for a year or something and never met her. And it turned out it's some dude.
Yeah.
That he'd been spending long nights on the phone talking to this girl that he considered his girlfriend who was a dude.
It definitely seems to be a girl. She's a total fitness buff. I'll show you the picture. Let me see if I can find her name here.
Audio of Lene Kakua.
Oh, yeah.
And that was some dude, right?
Yeah.
Incredible.
I want to say Dr. Phil. He wouldn't do the voice in front of Dr. Phil, but Dr. Phil put him behind like a screen, and mm-hmm. he was able to do the voice because he didn't want to put the voice on in front of Dr. Phil. So gross. Ugh. Anyway, he's got a new girlfriend, and her name, if I can find it here, is Jovi Nicole Angbino.
Can you imagine the torture that guy took in the locker room?
Oh my God. He got hard.
Oh yeah, look at her.
Yeah.
She's,
I mean, she is fit.
She's awesome.
Yeah. So good for Manti Te'o.
Dude, she's got bigger guns
than Manti Te'o.
Than, yeah, I was going to say me, but yeah, maybe. She's built.
She looks good. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Anita just said that they do have clothes higher than size 6. And above, a lot above that too, in designer clothes.
Oh, so there's
but not a goop.
Oh, right. So it's just them.
Yeah.
Goop. Anyway, tons of stuff in the news next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. New episodes of the Johnny Mosley podcast drop every Monday. The one that's coming up this Monday, it's a funny one. It's a good one.
Oh, it's great.
A lot of cracking up in that one. You can find that at RadioAlice.com, at Radio.com, wherever you get your podcasts from. It's easy.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Broadway SF. Broadway SF presents The Last Ship, starring Sting. Coming to the Golden Gate Theater, beginning February 20th through March 22nd. Tickets on sale now at
BroadwaySF.com. Oh.
Boy, thought you were kidding there for a second. It's real, huh?
Yeah, it's real. That's
so it. This is a chunk from the show?
Mm-hmm.
Very dramatic. That's probably great, right?
I mean, mm-hmm. If you like musicals, sure, I'm sure you'll love this. Yeah.
So we'll begin real quick. I've got to update you on the school shooting that happened yesterday at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita. If you don't know where that is, it's north of L.A., and it's where Magic Mountain lives.
Oh.
So if you know Magic Mountain, the theme park there. Right. I just drove through there, so I'm very familiar with it. Anyway, gunshots rang out. Apparently, the school had just done some type of drill.
Oh, really?
Regarding this. And I imagine this is the type of thing that, just like a fire drill, you go through it like, okay, this is what we're doing. But now you finally, suddenly, all of a sudden realize you need it. And everyone's fleeing for their lives as shots rang out. I guess the kid, 16-year-old, I think he was 16. Yeah, there it is.
It was his birthday, right?
Oh.
The attacker, a student who turned 16 on Thursday, was hospitalized in grave condition because he shot himself after shooting four others. Two people were killed. Three others were wounded, actually. But so it looks like the gun belonged to his dad, who had passed away a couple years before. Mm. I guess he'd had a heart attack, and the kid, although everyone is saying he was part of the cross-country team there at high school, which is a running team, and no one would have suspected. He wasn't the life of the party, but he wasn't someone that everyone felt like would be this guy.
Right. God.
They say the gun jammed, so even though this all went down within like 16 seconds, he had to stop and fix the gun in order to continue to fire. So that's that's it. I'm not going to talk about this all morning, but I thought you should know that he's in the hospital. Never mind. Right. It doesn't matter. Doesn't look like he will survive is what I mean to say. Dreamforce is coming to town, everyone. Get ready if you live in San Francisco. It is going to take over the town. I wanted to report. Let me see if I can find it here. I wanted to report that they have gone out of their way not to serve beef because they say it saves water. And they're also going to be having, my stories get so mixed up on this iPad. I apologize. They're going to be using recyclable utensils for everybody who eats there. Oh. So they've really gone out of their way to try and do a responsible job for those people in attendance. The president is going to be here. He's one of the speakers. Amelia Clark, Game of Thrones fame, is going to be one of the speakers. Mm-hmm. And
who are the concerts?
Fleetwood Mac is the band.
Mm. Right.
Yes.
So
how much of that is your girl coming up for?
We don't know now because of my daughter being sick. What will happen? I don't know what's going to happen. Right. My daughter's been sick for 2 weeks and the tests went down yesterday and we still don't have the results. Hopefully, like she got out of having to starve herself for the tests. And for some reason she wanted pirate booty, which is, I guess, it's like a...
It's just like
food.
A snacky, Trader
That's
Joe's.
That's what she was craving. But she had chicken and potatoes last night. And
And she ate okay.
She ate it okay. Right. And I don't know if the test did not cure her. So I have a feeling she was.
There was still continuing events.
I don't know. I went to bed long before they did. They're up way after me.
Right.
So I'm hoping not, but I'm guessing that all of that came out in a less than delightful way. Cornell University has a new library, and they're saying here, and it's so interesting that something could get to this point before someone points out that you can see through the floor. You can look up and see through the floor. yes, it's open and airy design and it's very neat, except that you can see right up girls' skirts.
Are people laying on the tables on the first floor looking just... I'm just looking at the sky.
The sleek new library at Cornell University has a design flaw that allows people to look right up the skirts of anyone browsing for books. The state-of-the-art building, which took more than $21 million to build over 5 years. I'm going to show you the floor.
Nobody even thought about
this. Nobody thought about it.
So basically, they're going to carpet the glass floor.
It features elevated platforms with see-through graded floors that put visitors on full view as people pass below. I wore a dress and felt bad about it. Discriminated against. Like the space wasn't meant for me, says Nicole, one student. Another says, I was instantly disappointed. They failed to consider women's clothing.
I guess I have to wear bicycle shorts underneath my dresses yeah. now.
I thought, says another person, oh, this is the same woman, actually. I'm 100% sure a man designed this place. Now I have to be mindful of what I wear. For the designer's point of view, they say, covering on top of the grating would literally destroy the project. The architecture behind the library, the architect says, you can't fill that. It will ruin the building's airy open design. The designer is named Wolfgang Schepeller. Oh, boy. Anyway, here's the... You can...
So this isn't glass, it's a grate.
It's grated, right. It's not glass. It's
it is for sure... Okay, first of all, there's a few problems with this, and I think that when in design review, these should have come up. Not only can I look right up a chick's dress, if a chick drops a pencil accidentally and I'm looking up her dress at the time, I'm going to get stabbed in the eye. Like, this is an open grate.
Yeah.
And clods of dirt will fall off people's stuff.
Well,
anything. You know, look.
I get you, but, you know.
It's not safe.
Looks like a book could slide through, too, right? Yeah.
Well, it's a little smaller than that. These are generous-sized grates. I get it. They want to have a bright, open, airy thing where girls' underpants are on display, or lack thereof, are on display. And I see things falling through. They're becoming projectiles.
Well, no one thought of that either.
Well, they didn't think. Was there not one woman involved in this entire thing?
Look, it's interesting how many things get passed. I don't know if
it's
you've
true.
Ever been in your own house and taken a look at something where, what?
What are we looking at?
She looks like she's kind of wearing a dress. I think she's the one of the designers. The lady.
Oh, really?
But there's a whole video on it. It's pretty cool.
Well, anyway,
it's a nice looking library.
It is. It's at Cornell University, everybody, if you want to see.
So that part's not a great. This is, well, all right. Yeah, honestly, the one shot that you showed me, it's a generous opening.
I guess you'd call that the stacks. There's stacks and stacks of books, and you'd head to that area to find probably one, specific.
They put all the ones on women's rights on the top floor.
Good one.
Thank you.
Where's her drum? According to the CDC, cigarette smoking in the United States just hit an all-time low. In 2018, 13.7% of adults smoked one or more cigarettes. That's down around two-thirds since 1965, when almost 43% of Americans smoked.
Do they count vaping numbers in that?
I don't think they do. They say last year, 3.9% of adults smoked cigars. Oh, and here it is, 3.2% smoked e-cigs.
Oh, so it has dropped overall.
Mm-hmm.
So despite the scourge of the vape pens, people are still smoking less, huh?
The study also found that cigarette smokers are more likely to try and quit today than in the
past. Oh, the and big smokeout's coming up, too.
They're more successful.
Great American Smokeout, I want to say, is next week. For people who like to do that, you know, it's one day without smoking. And they, you know,
I don't know why
you'd
torture
you
yourself. If you're going to quit, you should.
Then just quit.
Yeah, I mean, you should go for it. You build up towards it, and that's what I had to do. I had to build up towards it and go all in and aim at it, the date that I'd picked. And then I chain smoked that last day. and loved every last smoky breath.
I would think that almost makes it harder for yourself.
And
after
I just
the
wanted
fact.
To do it so that it was yes.
You
I probably
say
went
I didn't
into
have
withdrawal,
enough on my last
but
day.
But that's one of the things is you said you. It's the trick you tell yourself when you're quitting anything. I wish I just enjoyed the last. I didn't. I felt like I, maybe one. I'll go back and then I'll quit again. Ah, I miss it so. I just did it. I just did it to like. There's no possibility. I didn't breathe any fresh air that day at all. None. I breathed all smoke.
That's good.
So that morning I woke up and I was like, all right, it's on.
It's on.
Let's do this. This story is like written for Jane. You know our Jane, our afternoon
Jane
girl.
Playing a game.
Our music director, our concert goer.
Yeah.
Extraordinaire.
She's it's real name. I sent her a cookie yesterday because she's so sweet.
Goth, glam, supermodel.
Yeah.
She always has these things on her Instagram where she'll be, by the way, I don't think that girl sleeps. She'll put
she's
a post
like a vampire.
Up,
yeah.
Maybe she'll put like 3:33 a.m. make a wish. And I think, okay, she must know when the good times to make wishes are. Mm. But she also, I'll realize, what is she doing up at that hour?
Right.
Just getting home.
When a clock says 11:11, do you make a wish? Apparently, that's a thing.
Yeah, I do.
18% of you adults do? Say when the clock says 11:11, they make a wish. Why?
Just because.
Because why
not? Because why not put your wishes out into the world? Same reason that when I go through a yellow light, I make a wish. And when I see a shooting star, I make a wish. I mean, why do you do any of those things?
Right, but nobody's ever heard of 11:11. How do you know 11:11?
Really? 11:11? That's the one. 11:11.
So is 3:33 not the one?
No, it's not the one.
11:11's
well,
the one.
Well, listen, if Jane says it's the one, then I'm going to make it the one. But yeah, no, 11:11. There's something about 11:11.
It's a common belief that 11:11 means that your thoughts are manifesting quickly. So choose your thoughts by making a wish. When you see 11:11.
Oh. All right. 11:11.
Well, now, those of you who don't know or don't follow Jane, she's like, she does that all the time. Mm. She'll post 11:11, make a wish. Mm. And I think, huh, weird. I wonder if she, just like Mr. Bagel 44 or whatever his handle is, yeah. With his that guy's gonna crash his car into a brick wall, staring at his stupid
odometer and time lining
I
up.
I swear to God, I feel like he must be like, "Oh, it's coming! I got to drive someplace where I can get a picture of this."
I know, it's crazy. Well, he's got one more to do unless we put him over 1,000 followers, people. Corey Rosen.
He's a great movie reviewer, but I fear for the people out on the road with him.
He's so funny. Sometimes he just starts going off on like yesterday when he was. He started doing like this whole almost improv bit about the Christian Bale thing. And then he goes, "You didn't even like that movie." Like, it's true. It was so funny. He's like, "Why is the guy walking through the background? That is rude." Da, da, da. Oh, my God.
He has 988 followers.
Oh, my God.
Oh, follow Mr. Bit. What's his? What is it?
Mr. Bagel.
44.
Mm-hmm.
Follow him today, if you wouldn't mind. And also write comment on there. Look at the road, you lunatic.
Watch where you're going.
Stop watching your odometer. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Let's see here. Christmas gift idea for Vinny. Vampire spray for Edie. You know, Edie is... I hope that you all get to meet her someday. You will love her. She's so fun.
She's a darling
but
child.
But she's also... She is Hulk baby. She's got...
She definitely has a will.
And you're like, what? Dude.
Like, she came right to me, and babies never do that. And I picked her up, and I'm dancing around with her at your party. And I stopped for a second because she's heavy.
Is heavy.
And then she starts, like, riding up and down on my hip, like, come on, lady.
Dance
keep
with
this
me.
Going. I'm like, okay, I'll do it.
Very strong-willed.
Yeah. It's good.
Black Adam is alluded to in the Shazam movie, but he is not shown.
Oh.
Apparently, that's The Rock's new gig.
Yeah.
He will be Black Adam.
In a standalone, it sounds like it's an actual Black Adam movie. Is that the name of it? Anyway, they have him. I guess they could design whatever they wanted for a costume. He looks amazing in it.
Mm-hmm. Lisa Marie Presley said in a big interview years after they split that she and Michael definitely did do it. I don't buy it for a second, though, this person goes on to say. Yeah, I mean, you could see why she, to save face, would say, of course we did.
We were married.
Why would I not be with my husband?
Right. Why would I get married if we weren't?
Because that's harder to explain than anything, really, right?
Right.
Can you imagine if you finish the wedding and then it's like Michael Jackson jumps in a plane and leaves?
Right. Or at the very least, goes to the suite down the hall from
right.
you. Okay, baby, I'll see you tomorrow at breakfast. Uh-huh.
And doesn't say that, actually. Has right. his bodyguard say, you'll be staying over here.
Yes, Mike will be retiring to the presidential suite. Okay, bye.
Let me see. Oh, there's a lot of Survivor comments, and while we did talk about that this morning, I don't know that we want to keep talking about it.
Yeah, we talked about it enough.
All right, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with the new music, but I also have a Taylor Swift story that's kind of everywhere today.
All right.
She says she's being held down by the man.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.